All right, Michaela, you are a part of a great mission overseas. Before we get into that individually, let's talk about your background, what you do and where you work.
So my name's Michaela. I'm from Wabigoon Lake Ojibwe Nation. I am currently a registered nurse practicing in remote northern Ontario in Pikangikum First Nation.
Now, you got deployed out to the Ukraine. We can't say what region, but just talk about how that all came about.
So a couple of months ago, the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario sent out a call out for any nurses or healthcare workers that were available and willing to volunteer overseas. And originally, that call out came to work in Poland. Since then, over time, that mission kind of changed, and we were able to go into Ukraine to provide humanitarian aid there. So the last few teams under the Canadian Medical Assistance Teams have been deploying every 2 weeks to relieve each other to provide humanitarian care in Ukraine.
On the ground, I know it's almost impossible to describe, but what did you see? Just how chaotic was it?
So we were not front lines by any means, but we did see a lot of people crossing over the border. So we had a container set up that was permanent that we provided medical care out of. And through there, we saw lots of people crossing into Poland to evacuate from the Far East regions. Lots of women and children. The men were unable to cross, so we saw a lot of goodbyes. We had mobile clinics out into the region of Ukraine. And we worked with a lot of IDPs, or internally displaced people, who were unable to leave Ukraine or who didn't want to. They didn't want to leave their families behind. They didn't want to leave their homes. And they were hoping that they could return. So they were unwanting to really cross into the neighboring countries. And they were just trying to wait it out. But the people that we saw, like, they were from the Far East communities and cities like Mariupol and Kharkiv and Bucha. And so their stories that they shared with us were horrendous and unimaginable. A lot of women and children that we saw were seeking medical aid. Not necessarily were they affected directly. We weren't presenting with, like, primary physical complaints, but more post-traumatic stress disorder, like children unable to sleep at night, insomnia, night terrors, bedwetting, a lot of people running out of medications because they were no longer able to access their medical care, filling those prescriptions, listening to their stories, and being a support. A lot of the times we didn't have the medications or the resources to provide the care that we would be able to in Canada, but just being there and being present for those people that were coming to us for medical aid and support during that time.
That must have tested you for mental health. That's a lot to ordeal.
I think, like, it's important to recognize that a lot of healthcare practitioners and professionals in the field, like, they also carry secondary post-traumatic stress disorder from the stories that we do hear and carry. What's happening in Ukraine is, something that nobody really thought was going to happen. And, like, the extent of being there, like, what we're seeing on the news and stuff is really what's happening. And, like, the stories that we've been told and the pictures that have been shared with us just being on the front lines has been very eye-opening. And there's never enough mental health support for the people who've been affected, and also the healthcare workers that are providing aid, and also the hospital workers from Ukraine.
Talk about the reaction of local Ukrainians. I'm guessing, though, that they were extremely grateful about the international support.
Yeah, so lots of people who were traveling were surprised to see us. We were around the borders, and how many times that we were stopped and hugged, and people wanted to take pictures of us because they didn't realize that the rest of the world was watching and the rest of the world cared. So we were stopped quite a few times just for people to hug us and to say thank you, because coming from those regions in the east, like, they have been cut off from news and the rest of the world. And for them to know that there was a presence of international support and humanitarian aid, it didn't go unnoticed. And I've never been hugged so much by patients in my life. I do want to add the Canadian Medical Assistance Team can be found on Facebook or online. Their website is www.cmat.ca, and they are taking any donations to put towards their mission and efforts in Ukraine.